doctors at Health Partners in the Twin Cities are growing increasingly optimistic about a new Alzheimer's treatment.
It's a nasal spray they say can greatly help with memory loss in patients taking part in a clinical trial. In Health Watch tonight, WCCO's John Lordson shows us the progress that has been made and how the spray helps the brain.
We go day by day. And there are some days that are more difficult than other days.
After 56 years of marriage, Mary Margaret Lehman is closer to her husband than she's ever been. Ken is living with Alzheimer's, but the couple is hopeful that an intranasal insulin spray may help.
It gives hope.
It's a different strategy for treating Alzheimer's disease.
Dr. Leah Hansen is part of a team of scientists at Health Partners Neuroscience Center that has been testing the effects of insulin on the brain. When someone has Alzheimer's disease, insulin is greatly reduced, leading to memory loss.
Not unlike a diabetic where you don't have enough insulin in the body. Insulin allows the sugar to go into the cell, and that creates energy, and your cells need energy to do their job.
Health Partners doctors believe current Alzheimer's drugs can lose their effectiveness when they are digested or put in the bloodstream, so their solution is a direct shot through the nose and into cells that connect to the brain.
Within 15 minutes of one spray of insulin in the nose, they saw an improved ability to remember words and remember stories.